Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Yuma Daf Vav. The Gemara in Amud Beis, when discussing the Prisha, the Hafrasha of the Kohen Gadol with Yom Kippur, the Gemara asks the following question. Besides for being concerned that we are being mafreshim from becoming Tameh through Tumas Beisoy by living with his wife, why are we concerned about Tumas Hameis? And Rashi explains, we should separate him from all people. No one should go in, no one should come out, no one should be near him. Perhaps someone's going to die. If someone dies, he can't do the avodah because now he's going to become tamei tumas meis. The Gemara answers, Amar of Tachlifa, Avuah de Ravuna, Mishmei de Rava, Zoyse Meres, Tumas Hameis, Hutrahi Betzibur. The klal of Tumah Hutrahi Betzibur, and Rashi explains, with the pasuk of Ish Nidcha Ve'in Tzibur Nidachin, and Rashi explains, V'yamaki Purim Kulei Karban Tzibur, and Yom Kippur, everything's a Karban Tzibur, V'av Karban Shaloi Doiche Esa Tumah, even his own Karban is Doiche the Tumah, Sherizmane Kavua, V'karbanoi Taloi Boi. Rashi is discussing that Aaron HaKohen has two karbanis that are shaloi. They're not specifically shel tzibur. That's the ayil of Aaron HaKohen and the par of Aaron HaKohen and all kehanim gedolim who are making the hakrava, doing the avodah in Yom Kippur. Rashi says those also have some kind of din of karban tzibur, sherizmane kavua, the karbanoi taloi boi. So the achronim have a discussion exactly what Rashi means, but the first thing that Rashi says is zmane kavua. What does it mean, zmane kavua? There's a klal on Daf Nun Amar Aleph that the Iker Keveya of Tumah Hutra is not Tzibur and not Yachid. Rather, it's Kavua Loizman. Whether it's a Karban Yachid, whether it's a Karban Tzibur, if it's a Karban which is Kavua Loizman, then it is Doiche, the Tumah. If it's a Karban which is not Kavua Loizman, then it's not Doiche Le Tumah. The Gloshon Gemara Rezal, and the Kait Haikvala Biyadcha. And the Achronim discuss, so why does the Gemara all over Shas call it Tzibur, call it Yachid, as the Keveya? So the Gevurah Sari says, because realistically, most times a Karban Tzibur is the one that's Kavul Azman, and that's what's Deiche Tumah. And most of the time, the Karban Yachid is not Kavua Lezman. That's why the Gemara uses the Lashon of Tzibur and Yachid. So the discussion that the Gevurah Sari has, and many of the Achronim who come after him discuss this question, is you have the Isle of Aaron, and you have the Par of Aaron. And the Gemara says on Daf Zayin, we're going to see, that the Isle of Aaron has a shame of a Karban Yachid with regard to the Halacha, the Yafbi Mahadir Atayrin. Meaning, if the Karban became Tamei, we have to look for another Karban that's going to be Tahar. Kivon de Yachidhu Mahadrina. So if that's the case, asks Gevurah Sari, that should require us to be mafresh the Kohen Gadol, that we should make sure that we don't have a Kohen Gadol who's going to be Tameh. Just like there's a Chiyuv, if the Karban becomes Tameh to Mahadir Atayra, so too we should make sure that Kohen Gadol, as much as possible, should remain in a situation where he's going to be Tara, not become Tameh. So what's the Gemara saying? That since Tumah Hutra Hibit Tzibur, we're not mafresh the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur because of Tumas Hameis, the Eil Shal Aaron should require that we should mafresh the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, that he shouldn't become Tameh Tumas Hameis. So the Gevurah Sari says that Be'emes, because of the Eil of Aaron itself, we're not going to require that the Kohen Gadol should be separated for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Since the Kapara Lemaisa is only a Kapara for Aaron and his family, and it's not Ma'akiv the Tzibur at all, therefore we're not going to require the Hafrasha of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Yom Kippur. But he does ask that the power of Aaron, which is certainly ma'akiv the seder of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, the power of Aaron is ma'akiv the Sawyer. If that's the case, so why aren't we mafrish Aaron and the Kohen Gadol in the further generations in order that they shouldn't become Tamei Tumas Meis, and then you will not be able to bring the carbon of the Parei Shel Aaron, which is the carbon Yachid, even though it's Kavul Lezman, but has the shame of carbon Yachid, you won't be able to bring it Betaira. That should be a reason to be mafresh to Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So the Stapler says the following chiddush. He says there are two inyanim in the kapara of the Parei Shel Aaron. He says one is the kapara of Hu Bnei Beisa, him and his family, and the other kapara is the fact that the Sawyer of the Tzibur is totally in the Parei Shel Aaron. And he says like this. He says, with regard to the kapara of himself and the kapara of his house, that wouldn't be a reason to require a prisha of 7 days before Yom Kippur. At the end of the day, that kapara is only bishvilo yubishvil besoy, just like the ayil of Aaron HaKoyen. And he says, the second inyan, where it is a tzarech of the tzibur, because it's ma'akiv the sar of the tzibur, he says that's only a tenaya and a hechsher for carbon tzibur. Which carbon? The sar. And he says that lemaisa b'di'evet, the par is going to be kosher, right? It's only tumo d'chuyehi b'tzibur, which says he mechuyev to mahadar atayra. And if you can't find tahar, then of course it could be a mark of the carbon. So b'di'evet, the par is kosher. Since the par is kosher b'di'evet, it is enough to be machshir the sar, to be able to be brought. And the kapara of the sire is going to be a kapara gemura, and it's called ala seder. So all we have here is a suggestion that we should separate Aaron, or the Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom Kippur, in order that he shouldn't become tamei tumas meis, in order that if he does, his par will be l'chatchila d'kapar. And then once it's l'chatchila d'kapar, you can be makar of the sire all in the world of l'chatchila. That the stipler says that since b'di'evah the par is going to be kosher, we're not mechuyev to go do that hechsher, that tenai, in a oifan of l'chatchila, in order to have the second thing that I need in a l'chatchila, which over here is a sawyer. So again, the question was, why are we mechuyev to be mafresh Aaron, or any kohen gadol, before Yom Kippur, in order not to come to a situation of tumas meis, to enable the partial Aaron not to become tamei, which will then allow to have a hechsher of the sawyer which comes afterwards? The answer is because anyway, even if the par of Aaron becomes tamei, I could bring it. It's kasher b'di'evet. If it's kasher b'di'evet, it's machshir and it allows us to bring the soil l'chatchila al ha-seder. Im kain, we're not going to be mafresh Aaron or the kohen gadol in future generations before Yom Kippur for 7 days. Now, it's worth pointing out that the whole question of Gvura Sari is based on Taisus on the Vav Amud Beis that holds that midoi reisa tuma is the chuya l'kuli alma. By a carbon yachid, which is kavul hazman. Like we started off, we have a carbon tzibur and we have a carbon yachid. And we said that what's keveya, whether something is doicha Shabbos and tumah, is not really the shame tzibur, the shame yachid. It's rather the kavul hazman, like we mentioned in the Gemara and Dafnun that we'll get to. So, Tosfos says that everybody agrees that even if it's a carbon yachid, and it's doicha tumah, and it's doicha Shabbos because the kavul hazman, it's only with a dechuya, meaning even the man, the woman that says tum hutra b'tzibur is maskim by a carbon yach, which is kavul is man, it only works with a dechuya. So then you have the question, you have this discussion, whether I'm a chuyiv to do all I could to make sure that I have tyra. And that was the question and the answer that we gave from the stipler, why the parashal iron, don't I have to be mafresh iron or kain gadol before Yom Kippur? Matthias on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph says clearly that by a carbon yachid, which kavul is man after mahadar atayra, which seems to be working with the characteristics of dechuya, that's only midrabanan. Midoi reisa, laman, the armat tumma hutrahi b'tzibur, even a carbon yachid, as long as kavul is man, works with the characteristics, the dinam of hutra, and there's no need ever to be mahadar atayra. We'll get to daf nun. There's another taisvis there that also discusses this, and there also, it's not clear whether taisvis holds like taisvis on daf vav, that something which is kavul is man, if it's a carbon yachid, has the characteristics and operates like tumut chuya, that you have to be mahadar atayra, or it's only midirabana that you have to be mahadar atayra. Midai raisa, l'man d'arma tumahutra b'tzibur, as long as it's kavul is man, midai raisa, we say tumahutra, and there's never a need ever to be mahadar atayra. Have a wonderful day.